Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. China is reporting more than 2,000 new cases of the coronavirus. NPR's Emily Fang says while the number of infections continues to increase, the rate of increase appears to have peaked.
Nearly all of the new cases reported Monday were inside Hubei province, where the virus began and where nearly three-fourths of cases still are. Over the last week and a half, the number of suspected cases waiting to be diagnosed has dropped more than threefold. Chinese officials say this means rigid controls across the entire country have successfully begun containing the COVID virus to one province. Critics say the slowing rate of the outbreak spread may instead reflect how strict quarantine measures have trapped people inside and away from medical help. There is also widespread distrust of the official numbers. On Thursday, Hubei officials began releasing data on a new category of so-called clinical COVID cases, causing a huge one-time spike in numbers. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.
The coronavirus is blamed for more than 1,700 deaths in China. Health officials in Japan say another 99 people aboard the quarantined Diamond Princess cruise ship in Tokyo have tested positive for the virus. That brings the total number of infections aboard the ship to at least 454. The first of two chartered flights carrying Americans who'd been aboard that cruise ship landed at Travis Air Force Base in Northern California this morning. The Democratic presidential candidates are focusing on Nevada ahead of the state's caucuses in 5 days. Many of them spent the weekend campaigning in Nevada, where they targeted billionaire Mike Bloomberg. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders accused Bloomberg of trying to buy his way into the White House by spending a lot of money on campaign ads while appearing elsewhere.
I didn't see Mike in Iowa where we were holding town meetings with folks there. Didn't see him in New Hampshire. Hey, you know what? I didn't see him here in Nevada.
Bloomberg spent more than $400 million of his own money on advertising nationwide so far. The former New York mayor has been focusing his campaign on the 14 states taking part in Super Tuesday in early March. Authorities in Colorado say they've recovered the bodies of two men buried in a weekend avalanche near Vail. Stina Sig with Colorado Public Radio says those killed were found under about 20 feet of snow.
A total of three men, all riding motorized snow bikes, were caught in the avalanche Saturday afternoon in rural Eagle County in western Colorado. According to the Colorado Avalanche Information Center, the slide was more than 600 feet wide. One of the riders was able to dig himself out and go for help, but the other two were pushed into a gully and completely buried. They're the third and fourth avalanche deaths in the state this winter. For NPR News, I'm Stina Sieg in Kremling, Colorado.
This is NPR News from Washington. The governor of Mississippi says it could be days before flooding along the Pearl River begins to subside. The river is forecast to crest today in Jackson, where some evacuated residents have been checking on their flooded homes with canoes and kayaks. Law enforcement has been going door to door in recent days in the Jackson area, advising residents to leave. The mayor says nearly 2,400 homes and businesses in three counties close to the river and a local reservoir are most at risk. Parts of Britain are dealing with river flooding in the aftermath of more heavy rains there. Forecasters say areas of South Wales received a month's worth of rain in a 48-hour span. It was the second strong storm to hit the region in less than a week. France is pressing the European Union to support greater defense autonomy. Other EU countries say they back the Trump administration's call to bolster NATO. The BBC's Mike Saunders reports on the Munich Security Conference in Germany.
Munich offered a platform for frank speaking. The EU's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, took it. He said the EU badly needed to build a strategic vision so disparate member states could look at the world the same way. He lamented the EU's insistence on unanimity before intervening overseas, saying it meant paralysis. The Polish foreign minister, Jacek Czaputowicz, urged Europe to stick with the United States. He called it absurd and dangerous to countenance a role for Russia in European security structures. But the Italian foreign minister, Luigi Di Maio, said there was no denying that Russia was a key player.
That's the BBC's Mike Saunders. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.